parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa know-how.
The SWAL All-Conference Baseball selections have been named this week. Darlington was the conference champion, going 12-2. Mineral Point, 11-3. Cuba City, 9-5. Riverdale went 8-6. Iowa Grant, 7-7. Fenimore, 6-8. Boscobel, 2-12. And Southwestern was 1-13. First team All-Conference selections include Briar Wayne of Boscobel, Tyson Richard, Braden Joel, and Gavin Vossen of Cuba City, Braylon Goble, Gage Banfield, Reagan Jackson, Maddox Goble, and Ty Christ of Darlington, Ethan Scheckler, Fenimore, along with McCoy Miles, Iowa Grant's Gavin Hinderman and Brock Holman, and Mineral Point's Brady Radke and Jackson Wenhausen, along with Grady Finley. From Riverdale, Logan Cagle and Chase Chitwood. The honorable mention list includes Landon Haseley, Boscobel, Taylan Vannata of Cuba City, Fenimore's Tyson Gerke, Tyson Starkey, and Corey Dressen. From Iowa Grant, Everett Zimmer, Mineral Point's Bryce Vamstad, Landon Thousand, and Adam Cody, and Carson Kenyon of Riverdale, along with Lucas Foley of Southwestern. The SWAL Baseball Player of the Year, Gage Banfield, Darlington, and Coach Brad Solberg of Darlington was named as the Coach of the Year. On the local sports schedule tonight, the Simon Sharks swim team will be back in action tonight. They will be swimming at Lancaster. Tuesday men's golf league action has been postponed at Quail Run. No men's golf league this week. The rain that we've had recently has been rough on the courses in southwest Wisconsin. The Quail Run course is currently open for walking only. You can call the course if you have questions at 608-647-3117. But again, no Quail Run men's league tonight. The Church League softball schedule is slated to resume tonight on the East Diamond at 7 o'clock. Free Methodist will play Richland Baptist Temple 2. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. At 8:15, the Mission takes on Bethel Lutheran with Free Methodist to umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Church of the Nazarene. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 8:15, St. Mary's faces Boscobel Assembly of God with Church of the Nazarene umpiring. For more information about Church League softball, visit their website at rcchurchleague.com. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association will have their 2024 All-Star Games later this week at Just Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. The girls' All-Star Games will be held Wednesday, tomorrow, while the boys' All-Star Games will be held on Thursday. Lots of spectators are welcome, and certainly adults and students, 10 and above, $10 ticket fee. Kids 4 to 9 years old, $5, and kids 3 and under will be admitted free. The Just a Game Fieldhouse order of events coming up. It will be a 9 o'clock D5 game, 10:30 D4. At noon, it will be the Milwaukee Bucks Rim Rockets performing. At 12:40, the D3 game, the D2 game at 2:30, and the Division 1 will play at 4 o'clock. The boys will follow the same schedule coming up on Thursday. Also on the state scene, a sixth-inning grand slam by first baseman Reese Hoskins gave the Brewers a come-from-behind win over Texas last night, 6-4. Let's relive it from the Brewer Radio Network and Mr. Bob Uecker.
Contreras to third, Yelich to second, Adamas aboard at first, this one in. Wow! Let him enjoy that one again for Hoskins.
Bob give her with a call on the Brewer Radio Network. You have to savor those, that's for sure. Reese Hoskins talked about the chance to get the home run and the fact that he struggled a bit lately. You just got to stay with it.
Big situation in the game. I've learned pretty quickly that the game is always going to throw the next moment right at you. So, yeah, you just got to stay ready regardless of how it's gone. I learned from a coach, you got to want that fifth at bat even if you're 0 for 4. So, yeah, like I said, nice to come through. Nice to get a win. First game of a series coming back home as well.
And manager Pat Murphy talked about his team playing the right way.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. It is not a very glamorous part of offense, but it's offense. The Yelich walk from 1-2 to ball 4, the Willie walk, and then Hoskins coming through when he's been through a stretch of, and he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
Elvis Peguero got the win in relief, and Trevor Miguel with his 16th save. He also threw a ball in the ninth inning that was better than 101 miles an hour.
Just some adjustments made this week, and I just feel like I'm getting back to, you know, the ceiling on my fastball. So kind of figured some things out on this last road trip, and guess it worked.
Bryce Wilson is scheduled to start the second game of the series tonight at American Family Field. The Rangers will counter with Andrew Haney, who is 2-8 with a 4.21 ERA. Elsewhere in baseball, yesterday and last night, the Guardians over the Orioles 3-2, Phillies 8, Tigers 1. It was the Rays 4-3 over the Mariners, Reds 11, and the Pirates 5. Red Sox 7-6 over the Blue Jays, and the Cardinals beat the Braves 4-3. Royals 4, Marlins 1, Angels 5-1 over the Athletics. It was the Padres 7 and the Nationals 6, and the Giants beat the Cubs 5-4. In the NHL playoffs, there was no collapse. The Panthers are Stanley Cup champions for the first time, and they took about the hardest path possible to the title. Sam Reinhart and Carter Verhaeghe scored goals in the action last night, and the Panthers beat the Oilers 2-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. It was the third title round appearance in Florida's 30-year history. It was swept in 1996 by Colorado and routed 4-1. By Vegas last season. This time they were on the right side of history after avoiding what would have been a historic collapse. The Packers have stayed at home when picking a successor for franchise president and CEO Mark Murphy. The franchise board of directors has approved the selection of Ed Policy. He takes the office effective July 2025. Policy has worked in the Green Bay front office since 2012. Murphy calls it a well-deserved promotion, pointing to Policy's impactful work on the Titletown development. The 53-year-old Policy is the former commissioner of the Arena Football League and is currently chief operating officer and counsel for the Green Bay Packers. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.